Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio, Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
Good morning. KSL News time, 8 o'clock. Today is Wednesday, June 19th. This is Utah's morning news. And in for Grant Nielsen this morning, I'm Brian Martin.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Right now, downtown, sunshine, 76 degrees.
Delays have arrived for northbounders. I'm Ricky Meese.
Our top local story this hour, politics on KSL News Radio. Today is the day Utah Republicans decide whether to Attorney General John Swallow should face impeachment.
Our live team coverage begins with KSL News Radio's Andrew Adams live on the scene at Utah's Capitol Hill. Andrew?
Amanda, House Majority Leader Brad Dee is stopping short of saying a legislative investigation is inevitable, but yes, he is saying one is highly likely. Dee believes a former polling of representatives could come in anywhere from a few days to a couple weeks. It remains unclear when a probe would actually happen. GOP lawmakers will meet in caucus for a three-hour session beginning late this morning. They won't be the only people here on Capitol Hill. Demonstrators are expected to protest the alleged corruption at the AG's office. Live on the scene, Andrew Adams, KSL News Radio.
With live team coverage, I'm Becky Bruce. House Speaker Becky Lockhart tells KSL News Radio she expects a good discussion today after weeks of gathering information about what impeachment means and what its place in history here in Utah has been.
The responsibility of the House of Representatives is to uphold the public trust. And so it's our responsibility to determine if the public trust has been violated and then take the appropriate action.
But she says it's hard to say exactly what happens today, with Lockhart describing this as just the beginning of a process of which impeachment is an option. However it shakes out, we'll have live team coverage later today, right here. Live, Becky Bruce, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national story this hour, a deepening mystery over a jetliner crash that killed 230 people off the coast of Long Island. This morning, whistleblowers say the FBI covered up the cause of the crash of TWA Flight 800 17 years ago. Jeff Kaplan is live at the KSL National News Desk. Jeff?
Brian, that terrible night, bodies rained down from the sky into the Long Island surf. The NTSB said the cause was a gas leak. ABC's Brian Ross on investigators now blowing the whistle.
These former investigators claim the FBI and others covered up what really happened.
That a missile likely caused the crash. Witnesses on the beach saw a streak of light before the crash. One of them, an Air National Guard chopper pilot.
I saw a vapor trail streaking across the sky to my left. And then an ordnance explosion.
The whistleblowers say they were put under a gag order and couldn't ever talk about that missile. Live, Jeff Kaplan, KSL News Radio.
Other national stories KSL is following 50 years after John F. Kennedy declared, "Ich bin ein in Berlinern." President Obama is in Germany speaking to a crowd of 4,000 at the Brandenburg Gate.
Hot summer sun is beating down on 5,000 invited guests, including many young Germans who have no memory of life when the Brandenburg Gate was a deadly checkpoint. President Obama chose to speak on the east side that was once communist controlled.
That's ABC's Ann Compton traveling with the president.
North Korean defectors say the communist leader gave copies of Adolf Hitler's Mein Kampf to officials as gifts. North Korea is denying that report. One source says Kim Jong-un issued an order to study the Third Reich in depth and to use practical applications from the information.
In a 228-196 vote, the House of Representatives passed a bill banning abortions beyond 20 weeks. Representative John Fleming of Maryland supports the House decision.
This bill is not just about abortion. This is about pain. It's about torture to that young life.
Representative Barbara Lee of California countered that Republicans have decided to make women's health a battleground as part of their, quote, ongoing war on women.
A bipartisan duo of Michigan congressmen is pushing for an end to National Security Agency phone surveillance. Republican Justin Amash and Democrat John Conyers introduced a bill to force the NSA to have a specific target in mind in order to get phone records.
There is new hope for people who suffer from type 1 diabetes. Doctors at Boston Children's Hospital believe they have identified the root cause of the disease. That is good news for Liddy Huntsman.
You can't, you know, say, you know what, I'm just going to go the whole day and just kind of do what I want. No, because you'll pay the consequences.
Boston Children's Hospital doctors say it may be years before their research will lead to new therapies, but at least it is a step in the right direction.
For the first time ever, the nation's main doctors group is classifying obesity as a disease. The American Medical Association says the move could encourage more insurance companies to cover treatments and possibly help stop the spread of type 2 diabetes and heart disease.
A new survey funded by the nonprofit healthcare provider Kaiser Permanente shows a large majority of parents want healthier food in schools. Vice President of Community Health Lowell Solomon says the survey shows parents also want their kids to get a daily dose of exercises during school days.
Parents are seeing the connection between healthy food in schools and opportunities for physical activity and academic performance of their children.
90% of those surveys said K through 12 schools have a large role to play in addressing obesity.
And still to come on Utah's Morning News. We're going to check traffic and weather together. Check out your drive, your morning drive. We've got two crashes on northbound I-15 affecting traffic. We'll get you an update coming up next.
Did you know that a 10-minute HeartView scan could save your life? Detecting heart disease long before symptoms occur, the 10-minute non-invasive HeartView scan provides an extraordinary analysis of the heart and its surrounding vessels and enables doctors to see even mild plaque buildup that may be an indication of early heart disease. As a result, heart problems can be treated sooner, and that leads to faster recovery and a healthier future. For a limited time, a HeartView scan is specially priced at $99 and does not require a doctor's order. It's available at four convenient locations: Davis Hospital and Medical Center, Jordan Valley Medical Center, Salt Lake Regional Medical Center, and Pioneer Valley Hospital. For peace of mind, don't wait. Get a HeartView scan today, or give it as a gift to someone you love. For scheduling and gift certificate information on this limited-time $99 HeartView scan, call 866-431-WELL. That's 866-431-WELL. Or go to MyHeartScan.com. That's MyHeartScan.com. Go to MyHeartScan.com today.
Slide in for savings today at DaveSmith.com's annual Home Run Savings Event. Our bases are loaded with over 1,500 Dodge, Chryslers, Jeeps, Rams, Chevys, GMCs, Buicks, Cadillacs, and top-quality pre-owned vehicles. It is worth it to buy from DaveSmith.com. Log on and see why we are the world's largest Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram dealer. Call 800-635-8000 or go to DaveSmith.com to get a great deal.
Me, are you delusional?
And comes to be heard.
I appreciate being able to talk a little bit about this.
KSL News Radio.
Coming up at 8:15.
A common sweetener used in candy could hold a key to treating Parkinson's disease. I'm KSL's Amy Iverson.
And the news is sponsored by UVU. Experience engaged learning at Utah Valley University. Apply by August 1st. Visit uvu.edu/engage. KSL News Time is 8:07.
A wind-whipped wildfire is burning out of control just west of Prescott, Arizona. Hundreds of homes have been evacuated, but officials say the fire is burning away from populated areas.
Fortunately, I think the wind predominantly is going that way, so we might have dodged a bullet this time.
The fire exploded yesterday, burning 5,000 acres in just a matter of hours.
Tribal lands are up for sale. The Interior Department announced it is starting a program to help Native Americans buy parcels of reservation land back from the government. It's part of a settlement over government management of land royalties.
A new study shows it will cost parents nearly $250,000 to raise a child to age 17. KSL News Radio's Logan Daniels reports.
The Bureau of Labor Statistics says parents have increased per-child spending by more than $1,100 a year over the past 40 years. Brigham Young University personal finance professor Craig Israelson says people are spending money on experiences for their kids they erroneously believe will increase college prospects.
They may not have a lot of money with student loans and fresh expenses lingering, but new college graduates can still write spending plans for what little they've got.
Even a financial planner admits he doesn't like to budget.
Most of us, and I would put myself in there, are naturally inclined to bring in money, spend it.
But Deseret Mutual's Shane Stewart reminds newly grads that it's an essential part of life, but now they can use their smartphone skills to write spending plans with apps or do that online. They'll even shoot off text alerts.
If you're not staying within the parameters, well, you take that money from another category, not from credit or not from mom and dad. You take it from your categories.
Stewart tells graduates not to be afraid of changes in spending patterns. That's a part of life, too. Peter Seymour, KSL News Radio.
More than 7.5 million people in the world are refugees, and a new UN report finds that 55% of them come from only five countries: Afghanistan, Somalia, Iraq, Sudan, and Syria. KSL News Time, 8:09. Time for another check of traffic and weather together, brought to you by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. Let's head outside, Andy. How are we looking out there?
We got a few rough spots. A new crash reported by a listener near Bangor Highway after you come over Point of the Mountain. Supposed to be in the center lanes. They may have moved it out of the way, but it is backing up in the area for those of you trying to get to Bangor. But then you've got slowing even after that. There's still a crash over to the left near 114th. We've still got slowdowns near 90th South. And then that crash in South Salt Lake off on the right shoulder near the I-80 turnoff, keeping traffic much slower than it should be for this time of the morning between 45th and I-80. Ricky?
For those traveling southbound on I-15, now we did have some slowing there in Farmington, Centerville, Bountiful, and Woods Cross, but it is starting to break apart. We still have a little bit of slowing, especially there by 5th South in Bountiful, but overall we're seeing a big improvement with traffic thinning out and speeds improving. Harrison Imports, Utah's Highline Auto Dealer, just received a special delivery of 3 and 5 Series BMWs priced to sell today. Harrison Imports, conveniently located in Bountiful and Sandy, or at harrisonimports.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Grant Wayman here. KSL with the center, sunny and breezy and not nearly as hot thanks to a front settling over northern Utah. Our highs today only in the low 80s. That's more than 15 degrees cooler than it was yesterday afternoon. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Grant Wayman, KSL News Radio.
Right now, it's a beautiful morning, sunny and 76 downtown.
So this TW Flight 800, 17 years ago, I remember when this story came out back in 1996, and people were at first saying, hey, I think I saw some sort of a missile flying in the sky. And then the government came out and said, no, it was some sort of a short and a wire. Well, now there's some whistleblowers who have come out and said, might have been a missile after all. That's in this new documentary. Doug's going to be talking about that as well. Are these claims even credible? Check out Doug Wright from 9 to noon today on KSL News Radio.
102.7 FM and 1160 AM, Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
After the war, my dad, Richard Whipple, came home, met Mom, and in 1947 started a family in a friendly family business called Richard Whipple Plumbing and Heating. All 9 of us kids were involved in the business. We learned to answer the phone because the business phone was our home phone. We learned our customer service philosophy from a great mentor. Work hard, do the job right, and to stand behind our work. 66 years later, we're Whipple Service Champions. Plumbing, heating, air conditioning, electrical, drain cleaning, and remodeling. We're still the clean-cut, drug-tested, background-checked, friendly family business with the solid foundation from our founder. Mom is 86 now and still answers the old phone number at home. If you call 444-FAST, however, you'll get one of our staff of many terrific client care reps trained and ready to serve you, and you won't be waking up Mom. Try us out with $100 off any of our services. Call 444-FAST. For emergencies, when you call today, we come today. Limit one offer per visit.
At Big O, we install tires, brakes, oil, and good karma. That's karma with a C. Because when you partner with the good people at Big O Tires to take care of your car, the good comes back to you. So stop in today for our red, white, and blue tag sale and save up to $100 on select tires or services. The good just keeps coming. Big O Tires, the team you trust. Offer and oil changes at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. No carryouts. Installation, shop, and disposal fees may apply. For limited time only, see store for details.
Have you seen this?
You know, I can't tell you how many times I've been eating ramen and I want to check my phone and there's just no convenient way to do it.
That's right. I think this is a world's first built-in iPhone dock into a bowl for your ramen.
Yeah, it looks just like the iHome docks you see that attach to a speaker. But this one, genius, to a ramen bowl.
Now, it looks perfect for video chatting, the tilt on this thing. No word on pricing and availability, but I think it might add a little price to your 33-cent meal.
Yeah, just some FaceTiming close-up of me eating noodles.
Why not celebrate summer in bold fashion in beautiful Bryce Canyon City? There's no better place for vibrant scenery, pleasant temperatures, and a scenic road trip as you enjoy Bryce Canyon National Park, a wonderful 7,600-foot high elevation respite that provides mild summer temperatures and cool evenings. There's certainly plenty to do, including hiking, breathtaking photography, ranger programs, and world-class stargazing, not to mention the hundreds of miles of wide-open ATV trails that interconnect Bryce Canyon City at the edge of the Pond Narragansett Plateau, great for outdoor enthusiasts and wildlife viewing. Bryce Canyon National Park is open year-round, offering convenient shuttle service with daily runs that connect hospitality like Ruby's Inn and Ruby's Campground sites. Bryce Canyon National Park is perfect for families with astronomy programs and stargazing activities. Ask about the Junior Ranger program for kids. Then, don't forget in July, their fourth annual Geology Festival, July 26th and 27th. Celebrate summer in bold Bryce Canyon City fashion. For information, visit BryceCanyonCityUT.gov.
Fun for families and kids of all ages.
Can you believe the prospect of building 29 schools in one single school district in a relatively short period of time with a price tag just under $1 billion? That's facing the Jordan District, and we'll talk about it on today's Doug Wright Show.
The KSL Extra at 15 and 45. An added hit of news and traffic from KSL News Radio.
Our top local story this hour.
Impeachment is the topic of the day as GOP lawmakers meet on Utah's Capitol Hill. One leader says a probe into John Swallow is highly likely. I'm KSL News Radio's Andrew Rogers.
Other local stories we're following. Police say the man accused of shooting his father-in-law at Mass inside an Ogden church confessed to the crime. Charles Ricky Jennings was formally charged yesterday.
Traffic and weather together brought to you by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships.
Crash North 15 near I-80, slowing traffic down back towards 45th South. And then we've got a couple of crashes near Bangor and 114th South, keeping you slow between Bluffdale and Sandy. Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Big change with the temperature today. Not nearly as hot thanks to a front. Breezy, sunny, but highs only in the lower 80s. I'm Grant Wayman for the KSL Extra.
Right now, it's 76 degrees.
Well, traffic at search engine websites other than Google, Yahoo, and Microsoft has increased in the past week, likely in reaction to the company sharing data with the NSA spying program. But XI3 Corporation's David Polita says all search engines collect data.
They keep track of the data so they can make money, because it costs a lot of money to keep all the servers running and to provide all the internet connectivity to billions of people around the planet.
Polita says the increase at alternative sites may be a bit of an overreaction and will probably slow down.
I'm Amy Iverson with the browsers. You know that dusting powder on chewing gum? It's called mannitol, a sugar alcohol found in plants. Researchers from Tel Aviv University have found it could also block production of a Parkinson's-related protein. This study was with fruit flies. After ingesting mannitol for a month, this specific protein was reduced by 70%. It could be a good treatment combined with current Parkinson's medications because mannitol is already approved by the FDA. Amy Iverson, KSL News Radio.
The Jordan School District says it needs a bunch of new schools over the next 10 years or so. We're going to check in with Doug in just a few minutes, find out what the inevitabilities are of growth, taxes, bonds, all that kind of stuff if you live down there. That's in just a few minutes here on KSL.
KSL's top national story, a claim from whistleblowers that TWA Flight 800 was brought down by a missile 17 years ago. These investigators say they were hushed up and that the NTSB declared the crash was caused by a gas leak. 230 people were killed off the coast of Long Island.
Now for more of our top national stories, here's Jeff Kaplan at the KSL National News Desk.
Brian cheers for President Obama in Berlin. When he spoke at the Brandenburg Gate in 2008, 250,000 showed up. This morning, only 4,000 to hear his offer to slash the U.S. nuclear arsenal by a third if Russia will do the same. The NSA might stop collecting phone records. The agency's chief says they're talking about letting phone companies keep their records, then asking for them when they have a specific reason. The American Medical Association has voted to define obesity as a disease. Some doctors say it's a toothless declaration, but chomp on this. It'll make it easier to get insurance benefits. Dr. Louis Arani says, good.
Defining obesity as a disease will result in greater access to care. That is what we need in order for patients to get better.
The New York doctor claims obesity is caused by too many calories, killing nerves in the brain. With a few simple words, Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke could send the stock market soaring or sinking today. He'll reveal whether the Fed will continue to buy $85 billion worth of bonds every month. Now, you expect a hassle at the airport, but this? At Denver International, thousands of passengers were sent scrambling to basements and bathrooms by a tornado warning.
There were quite a few of us brought down there. Significant amount of security, watching all the doors and making sure everyone was seated and calm.
Flights were grounded till the danger passed. No damage, no injuries. And have you seen the new roller coaster they're proposing for the Vegas Strip? They're calling it the first ever pole coaster because it's a spiral staircase, 650 feet, 65 stories tall. So tall, they need approval from the FAA. Planes are going to have to steer around this roller coaster.
Can you imagine? Okay, not in a million years, not for $1 million. I would never do it.
You turn 40 and your brain is too loose in your head.
No, I'm not doing that kind of stuff anymore.
Not on drugs, never, ever. You do it, Brian.
That's right.
So the guy who says you're going to love the way you look got fired.
He did.
From the company he founded.
Yeah.
More on that coming up on KSL.
You've been listening to the KSL Extra at 15 and 45.
Right now it's 8:19. Traffic and weather together, sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. And back over to you, Andy.
Well, it's slow on I-15. Looks like those delays are breaking up prior to Bangor Highway, so that crash that was there must not be a big deal any longer. For those of you continuing from Sandy, 114th to 90th, we've got our delays there, but the bulk of the slowing that is going to catch you by surprise is the reduced speeds between 53rd South and just after 33rd South, where a crash on the right shoulder has made traffic slower than usual through the middle part of the valley. Ricky?
Andy, we're looking at better speeds going through Centerville, Bountiful, Woods Cross, and North Salt Lake. Once again, southbound on I-15, Legacy Parkway, Highway 89, both have been in good shape all morning. For those switching off at the north interchange coming into the valley on I-215, if you're up at the north end between Redwood down to I-80, you may see a few patches where there's a little bit of traffic, but overall, it's a smooth ride. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And time now to check our 7-day forecast with Grant Wayman.
All right, guys, we did have our hot day yesterday. It got into the high 90s, in fact, 98. But I tell you what, we've got a series of really pleasant days ahead starting today, thanks to a front. Sunny, breezy, and not nearly as hot. Our high is only around 80. Same thing tomorrow and on Friday, and even Saturday, highs in the low 80s and lots of sunshine. So our morning lows will be in the 50s here the next few mornings. Now, by Sunday, it gets warmer, sunny in upper 80s. Back to the upper 80s, a lot of clouds on Monday. And next Tuesday, it looks like it starts heating back up into the 90s. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL News Radio.
And right now downtown, we're looking at about 76 degrees.
Time for the KSL News Quiz, and the prize is breakfast for four at the Wasatch Front Farmers Market, which is Saturday mornings at Gardner Village and Sunday mornings at Wheeler Historic Farm.
Okay, we're looking for the flight number of the TWA flight that came down off the coast of Long Island about 17 years ago that whistleblowers now claim was not an accident.
Just the number.
Just the number. We're looking for the number of that flight.
If you know, 801-575-1160. Hello, Doug.
Boy, today is such an important day when it comes to the John Swallow situation, because this is when the Republican caucus will gather. 11:30 this morning, our Peter Seymour will be up there. We'll be checking in with him. We'll be checking in with some Republican leadership and just rank and file Republicans. You know, from square one, I've said there will be a tipping point at some point, whether it's Mr. Swallow's resignation or the movement toward impeachment or whatever, there will be a tipping point. Is this one of those critical moments today? Many are arguing yes, but it's interesting. There's a diverse opinion, and you've heard it on the show as we have discussed it. Will this be a time when Republicans will just go, okay, now wait a minute, where are the charges? I mean, there's a huge difference between accusation and smoke versus charges and fire and convictions and actual indictments and things of that nature. So it will undoubtedly be a most important and interesting conversation on Capitol Hill that we'll keep an eye on today's Doug Wright Show.
And, of course,
There will be.
In Grant's honor.
Much, much more.
And Doug's appearance on Utah's Morning News is brought to you by the Doug Smith Autoplex and American Fork, seven brands, one stop. That is the Doug Smith Experience. Hey, Doug.
Shields is gear, passion, sports, and great events that help you get the most out of the activities you love. Here's what Shields is bringing you next.
Join us for the Berkeley Fish Fest. Visit with Shields experts and fishing pros in the industry. Stop by the Berkeley Experience trailer for great deals and more to start the fishing season. Don't forget to register to win prizes and fun family activities all weekend long at this free event. Berkeley Fish Fest at Shields, June 28th through the 30th.
Shields, we're right there with you. And right there in Sandy at 114th and State Street.
Imagine yourself at the Utah Shakespeare Festival this summer. Musicals, Shakespeare, and more are performed with additional activities to complete the experience. Don't miss the Free Green Show every Monday through Saturday evening at 7 p.m. for singing and dancing the whole family can enjoy. For Utah Shakespeare Festival tickets or information, call 800-PLAY-TIX or go to utahbard.org.
Save big with Utah Community Credit Union's Summer Loan Sale with auto rates as low as 2.19% fixed APR. Lock in your auto rate now and use it anytime within the next 90 days. It's easy to lock in your 2.19% auto rate, but you must hurry. visit uccu.com or call 801-223-8188 and say, "Lock my rate." That's 801-223-8188. UCCU. Inspiring smart decisions. Member NCUA. Utah Community Credit Union offers you the best home equity line of credit with an intro rate of 1.99% for 9 months and 3.74% thereafter, and no closing fees. A home equity line of credit from UCCU is the smart decision. Get the lowdown at uccu.com or call 801-223-7650 to get the best home equity line of credit. That's 801-223-7650. UCCU. Inspiring smart home equity decisions. Some restrictions may apply. Equal housing lender.
Ah, Moab, Utah has amazing adventures awaiting you. Moab, an outdoor recreation mecca with the most stunning and unique red rock landscapes in the world. There's the legendary Slip Rock Mountain Biking Trail, two national parks, and the alluring Colorado River. Moab was ranked one of the 10 best outdoor adventure destinations in 2010 by Traveler's Choice. Visit Moab to enjoy world-class whitewater rapids or hiking and biking trails in the LaSalle Alpine Mountains. You'll see petroglyphs, Indian rock art, ancient dinosaur tracks, and museums along Moab's scenic byways. Explore the breathtaking beauty of Moab by hot air ballooning, four-wheeling, horseback riding, canoeing, kayaking, or jet boating. Take in Dead Horse Point, one of the most photographed vistas in the world. Experience Moab's wineries, great shopping, unique restaurants, and local breweries. Go to discovermoab.com for more information. Moab, where adventure begins. Produced in cooperation with the Utah Office of Tourism. discovermoab.com.
We're watching Utah's Money. The founder of Men's Warehouse has been fired. George Zimmer was the face of the clothing company, appearing in many of its commercials. The board did not give a reason for the abrupt firing of Zimmer, but say they will discuss the extent of his possible ongoing relationship with the company.
Isn't that a little surprising?
It's kind of surprising to me.
The IRS is paying out more than $70 million in employee bonuses. This is despite the fact that the Obama administration ordered a cancellation of discretionary bonuses because of spending cuts.
General Motors is building a new factory in China. The automaker is hoping to triple its Cadillac sales to 100,000 cars by 2015. It also expects to quadruple the Chinese luxury car market by 10%.
Checking your money at this moment. In the first hour of trading, the markets are mixed. The Dow Jones is down 9. We're at 15,309. The NASDAQ right now is up 1.2, and the S&P is down a fraction, down 0.9.
So coming up in just a couple minutes here on KSL News Radio, the Granite School District is about ready to make some layoffs. We're talking teachers, administrators. Not exactly sure how many. We'll try to detail it for you in about just a few minutes here on KSL News Radio.
Jay McFarland and Amy Iverson are The Browsers.
It's a change from Facebook that I actually like. This one is called Pipe.
How cool is that?
Facebook Pipe.
The Facebook friend says, "Hey, send me that document."
High-res photos.
Videos. You can grab a file off your desktop, drag it right over your friend icon, and they will get sent the file up to 1 gigabyte in size, which is huge.
The best of everything online and in life with The Browsers. 1 to 3 on KSL News Radio 102.7. FM and 1160 AM.
I thought I was too old.
I thought I was too young.
I didn't think I had what it takes.
How would I find the time? I figured I'd get around to it someday.
Besides, it's probably too expensive.
Too difficult.
Too complicated.
Then one day I sat down at the piano.
Drums.
The keyboard.
Guitar.
Bass.
Ukulele.
I went into a music store and tried some percussion.
Tried a clarinet.
A sax.
And I learned a few simple notes.
Simple chords.
Few simple rhythms.
Before I knew it,
I could actually play a song. A pretty simple one, but I did it. Me. I couldn't believe it.
Why make excuses when you can make music?
Why wait?
Just play. This message brought to you by the NAMM Foundation.
Miss Riverton Hospital Community Health Fair and Family 5K this Saturday, June 22nd at Riverton Hospital, 3741 West, 126 South. Enjoy free health screenings and more.
KSL News Time, 8:29. Time for another check of traffic and weather together, brought to you by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. And how do things look now, Andy?
Well, we still have slowdowns between Bangor Highway and 90th South. They're starting to break up. Most of our delays are North 15 between about 5300 South and the I-80 interchange. where crews are still cleaning up a crash right before the turnoff to I-80. That's why we've seen such out-of-the-ordinary slowdowns through that part. Ricky?
Andy, we had a listener tipping us off that traffic was backing up on Foothill Drive. Now, if you're going to hit Foothill Boulevard from I-215 and go up to the U, that's where it was being reported as slow. I can't see it in the UDOT cameras. Doesn't mean it's not there, but just be prepared for some slowdowns if you're going to be traveling Foothill. Now, for those who are coming in from Davis County, we still have a nice ride in progress, and that's going to take you from Hill Air Force Base all the way to 6 North downtown. Save up to $14,000 on all remaining 2012 Ram heavy-duty trucks at Larry H. Miller Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram in Sandy. Visit LHMDeals.com for information. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Grant Wayman here, KSL Weather Center. It's a front that will make a difference. Yep, not nearly as hot today. Sunny and breezy, but our highs only in the lower 80s today, thanks to a cold front. That's some 16, 17 degrees cooler than yesterday. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL News Radio.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Grant Nielsen and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning. KSL News Time, 8:30.
73 degrees.
Delays and three accidents on northbound I-15. I'm Ricky Meese.
KSL's top national story this hour is a developing story here on KSL. Word of a cover-up in the deadly crash of a jetliner.
Whistleblowers are claiming TWA Flight 800 did not crash because of a gas leak. Jeff Kaplan is live at the KSL National News Desk updating the story. Jeff?
Amanda, the whistleblowers say it was a missile strike that brought down TWA 800, but the FBI banned them from talking about it all these years. The NTSB said it was a gas leak, but chopper pilot Fred Meyer was there. He saw a streak of light, a pair of explosions. And what followed? More.
Two ordnance explosions. Ta-da! And then the fireball.
Meyer says it reminded him of air rescue missions in North Vietnam. But then NTSB Chief James Hall had repeatedly said there's no evidence of any missiles. Live, Jeff Kaplan, KSL News Radio.
Two people are facing charges in upstate New York accused in a terror plot involving homemade X-rays. CNN cites an investigator close to the case and saying the suspects plotted to use a homemade X-ray machine to attack high-ranking government officials.
Politics on KSL News Radio. Utah's embattled attorney general will be in the spotlight today at the state capitol. House Republicans will discuss whether to impeach John Swallow. He is denied any wrongdoing in a series of complaints and investigations, including bribery and misconduct accusations. And his personal attorneys have told lawmakers any impeachment proceedings would be unjustified and based on innuendo.
Granite school district leaders say they will not raise property taxes to fill a budget hole, but jobs are on the chopping block.
The Granite School District was already telling employees such as bus drivers and teachers' aides they wouldn't be working more than 29 hours a week, so the district doesn't have to spend more providing health care under the new federal laws. But the district will still come up $500,000 short, so the board voted to cut administrators, secretaries, and other staff rather than raise property taxes. The number of people losing their jobs has not yet been decided. Live, Becky Bruce, KSL News Radio.
The Jordan School District is facing a population crisis.
We're growing right now by 2,000 to 2,500 students a year, which equates to 2.5 elementary schools.
District spokesperson Sandy Reisgraf says they want to provide a quality education, but they have to have some place to put these children. That's why the district is mailing out cards inviting parents to take an online survey and give their opinion about how to handle the growth.
The Salt Lake City Council voted to pass an $8 million property tax increase to maintain city streets, parks, and the city's vehicle fleet. The mayor promised to veto the tax increase. It would add another $68 in taxes to a home valued at $250,000. But the council does have enough votes that they could override any veto.
Police say the man accused of shooting his father-in-law in an Ogden church has confessed. KSL News Radio's Andrew Adams reports.
Police write in charging documents that after Ricky Jennings was arrested, he told them he pulled the gun from his front waistband and shot around at father-in-law Jim Evans' head. He says he thought he missed. Jennings also, according to the documents, admitted to pointing a gun at another man and stealing his car. At Jennings' arraignment, prosecutors had asked that he be held without bail. It's been set at $105,000 cash only. Jennings is charged with attempted murder, two counts apiece of aggravated burglary and aggravated robbery. He's also charged for possessing a firearm when he wasn't supposed to have one. Andrew Adams, KSL News Radio.
Other national stories KSL is following. Three people in Ashton, Ohio are being accused of human trafficking by holding a mentally disabled woman and her child captive for more than 2 years.
This case is nothing less than a case of modern-day slavery.
The FBI claims they forced the woman to do manual labor by threatening her with pit bulls and a python.
A judge threw out a federal lawsuit filed by a Clinton couple who says they lost custody of their child because the father was black. The DCFS removed three children from the home after a caseworker witnessed the couple fighting over one of the kids. The judge in the case says federal court does not have jurisdiction over the state's court's decision to remove the children from the home.
Orem police are warning about a new scam. Lieutenant Craig Martinez says people are advertising brand new iPhones.
It's not a phone at all. Looks exactly like an iPhone, feels like an iPhone, but it's not even a real phone. It won't even work. It doesn't even turn on. So it's a total piece of junk.
Officers say the fake phones come in Apple-style packaging with a charger, accessories, even authentic-looking earbuds. Investigators say if anybody tries to sell you an iPhone in a parking lot, say no and call police so they can put a stop to the scam.
It was an epic game six in the NBA Finals last night. The Miami Heat staged a huge comeback in the fourth quarter to force overtime, then eked out a 103-100 win over San Antonio to avoid elimination. LeBron James had a triple-double with 32 points, 11 assists, and 10 rebounds. Sets up a winner-take-all game seven tomorrow night.
The U.S. men's national soccer team have now all but locked up a spot in next year's World Cup tournament after last night's 1-0 win over Honduras at Rio Tinto Stadium. The Americans lead the qualifying group by 5 points.
And Utah's morning news continues. How do you know your team is in trouble?
Suddenly they withdraw. They're not doing the things they used to do that are fun.
And we're going to head outside, take a look at some lingering delays on northbound I-15 between the South Interchange and 600 South downtown. Details coming up.
At Big O, we install tires, brakes, oil, and good karma. That's karma with a C. Because when you partner with the good people at Big O Tires to take care of your car, the good comes back to you. So stop in today for our red, white, and blue tag sale and save up to $100 on select tires or services. The good just keeps coming. Big O Tires, the team you trust. Offer and oil changes at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. No carryouts. Installation, shop, and disposal fees may apply. For limited time only, see store for details.
Who would you have die in a car crash?
Your neighbor?
Your friend? Your brother or sister?
Your spouse?
Your child? Fact is, any death on Utah's roads is one death too many.
That's why KSL News has teamed up
with UDOT's Zero Fatalities program
to drive home information that you need
to help you,
your friends, your family
come home safely every time.
Join us
on the road to zero fatalities.
Only from KSL News.
Not many foods are fun to watch cook. Then again, not many foods are lean beef. Every smoke and pop is a feast for the eyes. And every sizzle, well, it takes your taste buds for a little bit of a ride. That's why we gather around the grill. That's why our appetites awaken at the first sight of grill marks. It's a celebration of the oldest recipe there is. Beef, fire, and a little bit of sunshine. So grab summer by the grill. Look forward to your next great barbecue. Above all else, beef. It's what's for dinner.
Turn up the sizzle in your summer and have some fun. And fire up the grill with lean beef. Its flavor and juiciness will satisfy both your taste buds and appetite. For delicious beef recipes and cooking information, go to utahbeef.org. And remember, above all else, beef. It's what's for dinner. Brought to you by Utah Ranchers and the Beef Checkoff.
I include in a book titled Profiles in Courage in the State of Utah.
9 to noon on KSL News Radio.
Coming up on the KSL Extra at 8:45, whistleblowers say a devastating air disaster was no accident.
A new poll finds a majority of Americans, regardless of party affiliation, want to keep federal student loan interest rates from increasing, or they want them to go lower. Almost two-thirds support lowering rates to 0.75%, the same at which banks can borrow from the U.S. Treasury. The poll also found voters would be less likely to vote for a member of Congress who votes to increase that rate.
A new study finds that housing discrimination still exists on a wide scale. The U.S. Department of Housing considers the next frontier of the civil rights fight is discrimination against gays and lesbians. The Fair Housing Act prohibits landlords from barring racial minorities from renting. that offers no protection for the LGBT community.
We hear it often after a teen commits a horrible crime. We had no idea he would do something like this. But counselors say there are signs that could be a warning of potentially violent behavior. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has more.
These signs are similar in what you might see from someone who's addicted to drugs. They may have sudden mood changes and might suddenly withdraw from things they used to love doing. And every teen flips out from time to time. Counselors say that's normal, but if their rage seems constant or if they constantly need to get even with someone, that's a sign that your teen might need professional counseling.
Counselors also say if a teen needs to always be pushing someone's buttons to make them angry, it could be a precursor to violent behavior. KSL News Time is 8:39. Traffic and weather sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. Any better out there at all, Andy?
There is some improvement, Amanda. Looking at I-15 right now, you've still got some backups, though, in place between 123rd and 106 South. And then after that, you'll actually sail along for a while. Looks like we've got some more heavy traffic at 90th, but the slowdowns don't hit again until about 53rd South. We still have some backups there, and now we have some slowdowns on South 15. Looks like we may have another crash just after the 3900 South overpass that's beginning to back traffic up. So both directions slow in South Salt Lake now, Ricky.
Andy, we had a listener calling in, tipping us off about a fire on downtown's west side, and the problem is causing some delays in the traffic area, Now, this fire is there at Redwood Road, just to the north of North Temple. Southbounders coming in from the north, we're in good shape there in Davis County. Had some earlier reports of delays on Foothill Boulevard. Keep that in mind if you're headed northbound between I-215's East Belt Route up to the U. Zions Bank combines low rates with responsive turnaround times. Visit zionsbank.com/refinance to learn more. Subject to credit and collateral approval. Restrictions apply. Equal housing lender. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Grant Wayman here in the KSL Weather Center. How about a day like yesterday, but we take off about 15 degrees? Well, that's what we get thanks to a cold front, sunny and breezy. But this time, our high's only in the lower 80s. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL News Radio.
And right now, we've got just a couple clouds out there, 73 downtown.
So it's not just coffee and Diet Coke anymore. There's caffeine in a lot of other
pretty
food.
Much everything.
Were you surprised?
Days.
I mean, Cracker Jack?
Oh, really?
Syrup. Gum.
I knew gum.
I didn't know gum.
Syrup? They're putting caffeine in syrup.
So
now.
The FDA has put a temporary ban on food companies adding caffeine, saying they want to do more on worried about kids.
Yeah, no, it doesn't
surprise
me at all.
Worried about anybody having, you know, too much caffeine and the health risks. Tomorrow, we're going to go in-depth on Utah's morning news at 7:45, and then again in the afternoon about kick-starting your food, caffeine in food, tomorrow morning.
That's right here on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM, Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
Now, I wonder who actually replies to the email from the guy in Kenya saying he'll share his $1 million inheritance if you wire him $10,000 first. Seems crazy that anyone could fall for that. Well, what about the carpet cleaner offering to clean your entire home for $69? Or how about the one that's been offering 40% off forever? Yeah, we all want a good deal, but offers that seem too good to be true just are. Folks, you get what you pay for. You know, Zero Res gets calls every day from people who need them to come clean up the messes left behind by these other guys. Save yourself the aggravation and your hard-earned money by calling Zero Res in the first place. Zero Res uses empowered water, so they leave zero residue. And right now, Zero Res has a $30 per carpeted area offer. Simple and straightforward. Just $30 per room to pre-treat, clean, and sanitize your carpet. From Ogden to Payson to Willow to Park City. Call 2880. That's 288-ZERO. Just spell zero. Or go to ZeroRes.com. Spelled the same forwards or backwards. Zero Res. Are you saying no to social functions, worrying about every food and drink you consume, always scouting out the nearest restroom? Well, you're not alone. Erickson Research and Development is conducting a clinical research study with an investigational drug to see if it helps relieve the pain and diarrhea associated with irritable bowel syndrome. If you are 18 to 80 years of age, have diarrhea predominant irritable bowel syndrome, you may be eligible. Qualified participants will receive study medication or inactive placebo, study-related testing, physical exams, and lab work at no charge. Compensation may be available to qualified participants for each completed visit for time and travel. For more information, please call Erickson Research and Development at 801-614-5505. Irritable bowel syndrome, IBS, affects about 1 out of 10 people or more. Call today to learn more.
801-614-5505.
Come on, man. I know you have those pills for ADD or whatever.
Sorry, man.
Hey, please, just a couple. Help me out here.
Some things you just shouldn't share.
Look, you know I have that test tomorrow.
Like prescription drugs.
Not a good idea, dude.
Come on. Your mom never taught you to share. Two pills.
Too dangerous.
Oh, please, buddy, pal. I gotta stay awake. I don't pass that test tomorrow.
Okay. Tell you what I'll do.
Oh, you're the best, man.
I will lend you my lucky underwear.
What?
Fruit of Legume, special edition.
Seriously?
They're lucky. They're really lucky, man. Try them.
Yes, some things you just don't want to share.
When was the last time you washed these?
You don't wash lucky underwear.
Learn more about the dangers of sharing prescription drugs and how to store and dispose of them safely at useonlyasdirected.org.
What's this?
It's my lucky streak.
And the news is sponsored by your Utah Honda dealers. The more you compare, the more you know you want a Honda.
House Majority Caucus, that means Republicans, are gathering on Utah's Capitol Hill today, 11:30. They're looking into the John Swallow situation, and the impeachment word will likely come up. We'll get Democrat reaction, Republican reaction on today's Doug Wright Show.
The KSL Extra at 15 and 45. Bonus coverage of the top stories on KSL News Radio.
Our top local story this hour, Utah House Republicans have the state's attorney general at the top of the agenda today. They'll meet starting at 11:30 to talk about the possibility of impeaching John Swallow.
Other local stories we're following. A woman charged with stealing over $1,000 from the Girl Scouts has been sent to prison for up to 5 years. Kayla Long pleaded guilty to driving around a Walmart parking lot and then working with an accomplice to steal the money from the scouts' table.
Traffic and weather together brought to you by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships.
Got a crash on South 15 near 39th South, backing traffic up past 33rd. And then the northbound crash just before I-80 finally cleaned up, but still seeing slowdowns from the South Interchange up through 33rd. Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Wow, it's a difference you will notice. Sunny, breezy today, but not nearly as hot. Our highs today only in the low 80s. I'm Grant Wayman for the KSL Extra.
Right now, 73 downtown.
KSL's top national story this hour, an attack on the main UN compound in Mogadishu, Somalia is over, but the number of casualties is not yet clear. At least 5 civilians and 7 attackers are believed dead. Al-Qaeda-linked militants detonated bombs and breached the compound, setting off gun battles with security forces.
KSL Politics, in-depth news and analysis from the political world.
Members of Congress are now rolling out a two-pronged effort in response to the NSA leaks. First, more are calling Snowden a traitor. Second, they're starting to go public with their defense of the program. Here's Senator Klobuchar.
The American people are going to have to step back a little and look at the facts here. It appears from what we know so far that the NSA for American citizens was not looking at the content of these phone calls. They were not even looking at the identity of who was making the phone calls. They were simply getting a humongous database and then with court permission would go in and check certain numbers to see if they match the calls that were being made.
By the way, the NSA director held a briefing Thursday for the full U.S. Senate to discuss the surveillance programs. Fewer than half the senators showed up. The rest headed home to get an early start on a long weekend. I'm Ethan Millard, KSL News Radio.
New details this morning.
In the crash of a TWA flight from New York to Paris, just off Long Island, 17 years ago.
ABC News Chief Investigative Correspondent Brian Ross reports there's new evidence this morning to suggest the government covered up what really happened.
The official cause of the explosion was determined to be a faulty fuel tank, not terrorism. But in a new documentary about to be made public, these former investigators claim the FBI and others covered up what really happened. And their theory, although unproven, is that a missile came near the plane and hit it or exploded near it shortly after it took off from Kennedy Airport and was heading to Paris. This theory had been thoroughly rebutted following the investigation, but the former investigators, including a senior investigator for the National Transportation Safety Board named Hank Hughes, alleges the FBI doctored the evidence. This is some of what he's saying in that documentary.
There's a lot of search boats.
One witness described a big fireball with pieces coming off.
And the hangar had been disturbed at night. They set up video surveillance in my hangar and found that 3 FBI agents from another office had entered the hangar for purposes unknown in the wee hours of the morning.
And that is what he has to say about it, claiming what apparently would have to be one of the largest cover-ups in the history of this country, involving the FBI and every other major agency, to hide the fact that a missile hit this plane.
We both have been covering this story since it happened, tragically killing all those people. And there have long been rumors around that there was some sort of flash in the sky, a missile seen in the sky. And now we have not only those two accident investigators, the chief medical examiner, the senior medical forensics examiner. It sounds like they've got a pretty decent cadre of people with reputations.
Well, they have appealed to the families, many of whom were never satisfied with the explanation, a kind of mundane explanation that it was a mechanical flaw, not a missile. But a lot of that has been disproved, having covered this very closely, and originally I myself thought this must have been some act of terrorism. I think it was not, is my own view, but this new information certainly will lead to a controversy being reignited and claims that they'll have to be addressed by the government.
That's ABC's Brian Ross reporting on the KSL Extra at 15 and 45.
And right now at 8:49, we check traffic and weather together, brought to you by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships and Andy Farnsworth. Back to you.
Well, Brian, we've got a crash on South 15. It's blocking the right lane. This is just before 4100 or the 3900 South overpass, excuse me, but delays have quickly stacked up now all the way back almost to I-80. So I'm going to call this emergency traffic, and I would say avoid South 15 between I-80 and 39th South, I-80 and 45th South, essentially, if you can, because it's going to be a long, slow ride. It does look like the carpool lane's getting by okay, so if you take the HOV lane, you'll be fine. Everybody else is going to have to wait. Northbound delays starting to clear out, just a little bit of backup at 90th South, and then from the South Interchange up through Murray. Ricky?
Andy, southbounders coming in from Davis County. We're looking good. That's from Roy and Clearfield up by Hill Air Force Base all the way into 6 North downtown. Also in good shape, Legacy Parkway. If you're on downtown's west side, we had a building fire, but it was causing traffic to slow down in the area of Redwood Road and North Temple. Utah's air can get bad. Do your part. Pledge to ride UTA in July at utarideclear.com and receive a free one-week pass while supplies last. Sponsored by UTA and Zions Bank. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Let's get a look now at the KSL 7-day forecast.
All right, guys, I'm calling it a treat thanks to Mother Nature and a cold front settling over northern Utah today. Not nearly as hot as yesterday's 98. Today we're only around 80 and mostly sunny, breezy, but really pleasant weather. And the next couple of days look just as nice. Morning lows in the 50s and highs only around 80 with sunshine for Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Sunday, upper 80s and mostly sunny. A lot of clouds on Monday and temperatures into the high 80s, back into the 90s by next Tuesday. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL News Radio.
73 downtown.
I'm Marshall Tate, and my company is Midwest Commercial Interiors. The best office furniture designs reflect how employees really work. Plans today are more open, panels are lower and fewer, components are shared, and work surface requirements have been reduced. All this translates to lower costs if you begin with the right design, if you begin with Midwest. The most costly mistake you can make is shopping one of our competitors' space plans, a plan that relies on 20-year-old office furniture designs, a plan that's 30% more expensive than it needs to be right out of the gate. That's not the way to buy office furniture. At Midwest, we know that the best solution and value begins with proper design. Designing your space right the first time will not only save time and money, but it's going to improve productivity and efficiency, help you recruit and retain great people, and it's going to look amazing, regardless of your size or budget. It's why we say at Midwest you'll never pay more for office furniture, you'll just get more. And that's my personal commitment. Midwest Commercial Interiors. Design, furnish, and impress.
NMLS 182334, regulated by the Division of Real Estate.
Hi, Scott and Maria here. If you've been hesitant to refinance your home or refinanced over 18 months ago, the time is now to start saving money. Call the good people at American Financing. They are family-owned and locally operated.
Now, whether you owe more on your house than it's worth, want to decrease your monthly payments, or you're looking to stop paying mortgage insurance, they offer many loan options. The housing market continues to rebound, and interest rates are still extremely low.
If you have equity in your home and you need funds for home repairs, help with college tuition, or a badly needed vacation, American Financing offers the fastest turnaround times. The salary-based mortgage consultants will make certain that you get the best interest rate without any upfront, non-refundable processing fees.
And once you experience the service and dedication American Financing has to offer, you'll be a friend and lifelong customer. Call American Financing today at 801-485-3838. That's 801-485-3838 or online at AmericanFinancing.net.
From dinosaur bones to boating and biking to petroglyphs and mountainous peaks, Dinosaur Land Vernal, Utah is the place you'll want to stay forever. The dinosaurs did. Dinosaur Land Vernal, Utah is the one place it's truly okay to dig up the past. Experience what it's like to be a paleontologist at Dinosaur National Monument as you view the massive wall of bones, 149 million years in the making, and get close enough to touch over 1,500 dinosaur bones in their final resting place. Looking for adventure? Rafts the Green River or visit the Utah Fieldhouse Dinosaur Museum and Gardens with life-size dinosaurs like T-Rex, Allosaurus, and Stegosaurus. Dinosaurs aren't all Vernal has to offer. Vernal's biking trails rival any in the state with the wide open space of the Ashley National Forest or one of three state parks for camping, fishing, paddleboarding, canoeing, boating, hiking, or exploring northeastern Utah. Whether your passion is science, history, adventure, or scenery, Dinosaur Land Vernal, Utah is where fun never goes extinct. To plan your adventure and prehistoric vacation packages, visit dinoland.com.
The one from 17 years ago, back in 1996. There's now some whistleblowers coming out saying that was not an accident after all. That thing was caused. That exploded from a missile. More details on that, those allegations as we go throughout the morning, especially coming up on Doug Wright from 9 to noon right here on KSL.
And we watch Money News at 25 and 55. Chrysler has finally relented and is giving in to federal regulators. An 11th-hour deal will recall 1.5 million Jeeps with faulty fuel tanks. But that is only half the amount of cars the government wanted repaired.
260 million Americans are traveling on structurally deficient bridges every single day. The Federal Highway Administration says it will cost at least $76 billion to repair the structures.
Mayors in 18 cities are trying to limit food stamp subsidies, with the American Medical Association declaring obesity as a disease. Many mayors want to restrict people using their food stamps to buy sugary drinks.
And your money at this moment, the Dow right now down 14 points, the NASDAQ down 1, S&P 500 down 2.
We've had some major problems. In fact, it looks like emergency traffic now southbound on I-15. That accident in the 4500 South area, it's backing things up all the way to I-80 and maybe beyond that now. We'll check it again coming up in a couple of minutes.
My daughter Pam got sick when she was studying abroad, and I just kind of panicked. I mean, here I am 5,000 miles away. So I checked with Regions, and with our plan, our family is covered just about everywhere. Then they helped me find a great doctor really close to where Pam was staying. You just want to be there for your kids, wherever they are. Our health plan sure helps.
Regions, your health connected. Regions Blue Cross Blue Shield of Utah is an independent licensee of the BCBSA.
Being home to award-winning companies is what makes Clearfield City special. Companies like Futura Industries, a world-class manufacturer of custom aluminum extrusions. Turning raw aluminum into thousands of different components is what Futura Industries does best. Products that you may use every day in your home and workplace. From the automotive, flooring, and home improvement industries to components of solar products, custom workstations, and fitness equipment. Voted one of Utah's best places to work and one of Utah's most admired companies, Futura Industries takes care of their people, their greatest asset, and their people take pride in their work, translating into products that are a cut above in quality and customer satisfaction. Impressive manufacturers, a top-notch city. That's Clearfield City. Clean family living with neighborly neighborhoods, spacious city parks, good schools, and a leading manufacturing hub. Good for job growth and for our local economy. Now you know why the slogan "We've Got It Made" is true. Award-winning companies, award-winning people. It's a way of life. Clearfield City.
Hey, Mom, can we go rollerblading?
Oh, not tonight, sweetie. Maybe another night.
Mom, parents who spend time with their kids in their younger years have a better chance of being close to their kids in those difficult teen years. I'm 12 right now, and when I turn 13, I'll become a whole different person, someone you won't even know. I'll be a roller coaster of emotions. Sometimes so sweet, you'll wonder what my motives are. Sometimes I'll burst into tears because I can't find my biology book.
Okay.
And what about when I start dating and bring home some guy who wants to take me away to Burma and live in a yurt?
A what?
How are you going to deal with that if we're not close?
Get your blades, honey.
Give your family everything. Give them your time.
Mom, I can't find my rollerblades.
Oh, boy.
Who took my rollerblades?
Okay, calm down. We'll find it.
Just kidding.
From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Dealerships, and what's going on, Andy?
Well, it's a crash on South 15. They've got it over to the right now. They finally have reopened that right lane, but traffic backed up from the I-80 interchange all the way down to 39th South, but it's also backing up traffic on the ramps from 21st South and I-80 to South 15. Those are very slow making the transition. We had an earlier crash in South Salt Lake that was on the northbound side. That's gone, but we still have some slowing near 45th South and Murray on the northbound side, and then a lot of it between 21st South and 13th South. Ricky?
Andy, we are looking at a good drive coming in from Davis County, southbound on I-15, and no problems on the freeways to the east, I-215 or I-80. Clearfield City, the city that has it made, including products manufactured by Lifetime Products, practical to playful products for shooting hoops, organizing get-togethers, gardening, or kayaking. Lifetime and Clearfield City have it made for you. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Our forecast statement for a high of about 83 degrees. Still windy out there, but lots of sunshine. Should be a really nice day.
Important day today, Doug.
Boy, it is an important day. 11:30 up on Utah's Capitol Hill. We're going to be talking with some of the players. Representative Craig Powell, rank-and-file member of the Republican caucus, will get his thoughts. The Attorney General sent out a letter to legislators saying, you know, I have been the subject of allegations that have now led you on this path. Where are we going? We're going to talk about it.
Utah's first source for live TV.